There's not a lot that's sweet about the country in which Rufus Norris has set his new production of Macbeth, which opened at the National Theatre in London earlier this week. Duncan might say that Macbeth's castle hath a pleasant seat, but he's surely being polite, because he says it about a grim concrete pillbox filled with refugee clutter and plastic chairs. This is a post-apocalyptic world in which the first thing we see is Macbeth decapitating the Thane of Cawdor and hanging his head from a pole in a grubby plastic bag. Rory Kinnear plays Macbeth and Anne-Marie Duff is Lady Macbeth in a production which doubles the number of Shakespeare plays Norris has directed in his career. The last one was 25 years ago, and in interview he revealed he'd taken advice from an expert who really understands, in all the ways I don't, what that play is. Tracy Chevalier, I don't know who the expert was, or indeed whether Rufus Norris took the advice, but does the resulting production suggest the advice was good?
Oh, I'm afraid not. My heart sang, I have to admit, when I saw that it was going to be in the Olivier. I think part of the problem is that the Olivier Theatre, I think lots of directors have tried to wrestle it to the ground and have not managed to conquer it. It's a huge cavernous space in what's actually quite an intimate play. It's a chamber piece. I think of Macbeth as a chamber piece between primarily Macbeth and his wife. And those scenes just get lost in this massive, dark, grim backdrop with huge plastic bags that rustle
a lot.
It's
sort of bin liners almost, isn't it? That's the visual effect.
Understandably, he has this idea, this aesthetic of this kind of punk anarchist community that Macbeth is the leader, wants to become the king of. But it all fits in, but it's very grim to look at.
Richard Eyre, you are one of the directors who's had to wrestle with the Olivier Theatre, and you've had to wrestle with Macbeth.
Well, specifically in that
space. It's not easy to do, is it?
Declare my hand is that 25, the last production at the National Theatre, done in the Olivier Theatre of Macbeth, was done by me, and it thrived in the rehearsal room and it evaporated in the jaws of the Olivier Theatre. And the unfailingly truthful Daily Mail said that the production was appalling, but the only thing that redeemed it was that it didn't have an interval.
Segment 1. There's not a lot that's sweet about the country in which Rufus Norris has set his new production of Macbeth, which opened at the National Theatre in London earlier this week. Duncan might say that Macbeth's castle hath a pleasant seat, but he's surely being polite, because he says it about a grim concrete pillbox filled with refugee clutter and plastic chairs. This is a post-apocalyptic world in which the first thing we see is Macbeth decapitating the Thane of Cawdor and hanging his head from a pole in a grubby plastic bag. Rory Kinnear plays Macbeth and Anne-Marie Duff is Lady Macbeth in a production which doubles the number of Shakespeare plays Norris has directed in his career.
Segment 2.
The last one was 25 years ago, and in interview he revealed he'd taken advice from an expert who really understands, in all the ways I don't, what that play is. Tracy Chevalier, I don't know who the expert was, or indeed whether Rufus Norris took the advice, but does the resulting production suggest the advice was good?
Oh, I'm afraid not. My heart sang, I have to admit, when I saw that it was going to be in the Olivier. I think part of the problem is that the Olivier Theater, I think lots of directors have tried to wrestle it to the ground and have not managed to conquer it. It's a huge cavernous space in what's actually quite an intimate play.
Segment 3.
It's a chamber piece. I think of Macbeth as a chamber piece between primarily Macbeth and his wife. And those scenes just get lost in this massive, dark, grim, backdropped with huge plastic bags that rustle
it's
a lot.
It's sort of bin liners almost, bin liners, isn't it? That's the visual effect.
Understandably, he has this idea, this aesthetic of this kind of punk anarchist community that Macbeth is the leader, wants to become the king of. But it all fits in, but it's very grim to look at.
Segment 4.
Richard Eyre, you are one of the directors who's had to wrestle with the Olivier Theatre, and you've had to wrestle with Macbeth, specifically in that space. It's not easy to do, is it?
Declare my hand is that 25, the last production at the National Theatre, done in the Olivier Theatre of Macbeth, was done by me, and it thrived in the rehearsal room, and it evaporated in the jaws of the Olivier Theatre. And the unfailingly truthful Daily Mail said that the production was appalling, but the only thing that redeemed it was that it didn't have an interval.